This is Letitia. Last month, we talked about how abuse from our childhood lingers and affects our adult relationships. What about the non-abuse traumas? Those relationships that just ended without a warning and blindsided us. And instead of moving on, we are spending far too much time trying to figure out what went wrong. I've often heard that women fall fast, but men fall hard. That when a woman decides to let go, it's easier for her to move on and get past that relationship. Men, on the other hand, because it usually takes them longer to fall, it takes them a while to get over losing that relationship because, well, they did hold back and resisted, and they take on that failure, and it strikes the ego. Now, at no time did you hear me say that men have a hard time moving on to another person, just another relationship. Sometimes, some men, and with all generalizations, they are just that, general. As with race, not one rule applies to every race, and certainly it does not apply to everyone within that race. Not everything here applies to every man or woman. Take what applies to you and learn from the rest. As I see it, the bottom line to moving on is letting go. That is most definitely easier said than done, right? But if you really think about it, letting go is simply the act of making a decision. You do it or you don't. You hold on to those great memories of all the times you shared, all three of them over a 5-year period, or you choose to forget about all the times he or she told you that they would never lie to you again, 3 times a week, every week over a 5-year period. Either way, when we truly decide to let go, what we're saying is that we will no longer let something from our past keep us from moving forward, keep us from enjoying life today. Sometimes we hold on to painful memories as a reminder of what we won't ever do again. We continue to punish ourselves over and over again so that we don't forget that painful lesson. How could you possibly forget it when you're carrying it around like a baby in a backpack? My favorite quote is, "Forgiving isn't forgetting, it's letting go of the pain." Often we forgive the other person, but we never forgive ourselves. It was my fault. I should have known better. Why do I keep making the same stupid mistakes? Ever had that conversation with yourself? The answers are simple. Because you woke up one day and made a decision to love someone else, to trust someone, to give of the most important thing you possess. You. As with many things, everything isn't for everybody. This doesn't make you any less desirable, intelligent, or worthy of love. It just means that the person you chose wasn't the person for you. It doesn't mean that the next person will be the same or treat you the same or that you will make the same choices that you made before. But you gotta try. You gotta love, live, laugh, and sometimes cry. And if you are a spiritually based person, then you also pray. Ask whoever you believe in, even if it's only yourself, to assist you in forgiving all the past mistakes, all the past pains and sorrows, hurts and deceptions. To guide your heart and mind, they must both be ready and at a place that is open to accepting true, unconditional love and acceptance. You cannot make someone love you or be true to you. You can only make yourself available to give love and truth. You can make a way for someone else that has made the same choice to connect with you when you're both ready. In order to get a love that we desire, we must first let go of the pain. Make new friends and new memories and allow yourself to move on to a happier you. This is Letitia reminding you, you deserve it.